You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
There are some days when everything seems to go wrong, but the Bible reminds us that God is a stronghold in the day of trouble.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Almighty and everlasting God, there are people today who are troubled, filled with worry and in despair. By thy Holy Spirit, O Lord, strengthen their weaknesses, remove their fears, and plant faith and joy in their hearts. Even in the midst of tragedy, let people everywhere believe and rejoice in thy eternal and reliable hope, the resurrection of thy Son, Jesus Christ. In his intercessory name we pray, amen. Television programs have been produced to demonstrate the violent and destructive power of nuclear bombs. Military experts emphasize that after one of these devastating missiles hits its target, very little is left. Only cold, cracked concrete and twisted steel would most likely remain as a grim warning to future generations. This is a very serious and scary prospect, and the threat of nuclear annihilation must never be casually minimized. Yet we must always realize that in past generations, even then, the demonic designs of war have left large cities ruthlessly destroyed. 3,000 years ago, there existed one of the largest, richest, and most powerful cities in all of history. It was called Nineveh. It was a large city covering many square miles. Thousands of slave laborers were used to build 5 separate walls around the city for protection. The inner walls were an unbelievable 100 feet high. And picture this. The tops of these massive walls were wide enough to accommodate 4 chariots driven side by side. And the road surface running on top of these 100 foot high inner walls was an incredible 8 miles in length. The city appeared outwardly strong. Its leadership was brutal toward its neighbors. Limitless wealth from the ends of the earth poured into the city's burgeoning coffers. But then, 600 years before the birth of Jesus Christ, the city was violently attacked by the Medes and the Babylonians. After 2 years of relentless siege, the walls of the city gave way. The attackers rushed in. Battle horses charged and reared, whips cracked, chariot wheels rattled, swords flashed, screams of death pierced the air, and then everything was quiet. Only great heaps of dead bodies remained. The destruction of this great city of Nineveh was so complete that 200 years later, when Xenophon and his troops passed by the site, they thought that the ruins were mere mounds of some Parthian city. And imagine this. When Napoleon the Great fought the famous Battle of Arbela near the same site, he did not even know that there had ever been a city there. So great and thorough had been this destruction. The same kind of devastation could happen to modern cities of our generation. Imagine walking through Chicago, flying over Toronto, or gazing down at New York City and seeing only the piles of rubble where great cities once stood. To deny that today's cities could never be totally decimated is to deny all of history. Only an absolute fool would say modern cities will never be destroyed. Nineveh was not destroyed because it lacked economic or military strength. It was one of the great military superpowers of its day. But it was also a center of sexual license, a den of ruthless merchants, and a harbor of individuals who preferred to lust after the things of this world rather than to long for the things of God. They defiantly thumbed their noses at God. At first, the Heavenly Father was patient and long-suffering toward the indifferent inhabitants of this sin-filled city. He even sent his prophets to warn the city and to call his people back to him. Yet, in their stiff-necked stubbornness, they refused to listen. And so only 20 years after Nahum delivered his cry of humanity for justice to the city of Nineveh, God's just wrath toward sin was poured out, and the powerful city was totally wiped out. Ladies and gentlemen, as we observe godlessness increasing in our generation, this scary realization could lead us to conclude that judgment and destruction in our society may well be at hand. And yet we need never live in failing fear or daily despair. For just as God comforted and assured his loyal followers living in the sin pits of Nineveh, God also comforts us today with the same consoling message. The Lord is good, the Bible says, a stronghold in the day of trouble. If the future in your life seems uncertain, and if things in this world seem to be getting worse instead of better, then let your spirit rejoice and let your heart be encouraged through the words of the Bible, which graciously remind you, and I quote, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in your day of trouble." It is not necessary for most people to have to think of God's ultimate judgment in order to become discouraged. Helplessness abounds at every level in this present generation. There are literally thousands of people who find many days hopeless and sometimes even impossible. In a special report dated February 28, 1983, the magazine U.S. News and World Report stated, and I quote, "Poll after poll reveals that the majority of Americans are pessimistic about their own prospects and that of the nation as a whole." The authors of this disturbing article went on to point out, and I quote, "Fears of crime persist among large segments of the population. Others mourn what they see as a steady decline in traditional family and moral values." Yes, studying history, observing the worsening conditions in society, and then reading about the judgment of God towards sin described in the Bible, have the power of planting helplessness and hopelessness in the heart. But this does not have to be true for you. Indeed, the world stands condemned to suffer the effects of evil resulting from man's sinful rebellion toward God. However, there yet remains a gracious beacon of hope. In the midst of tragedy and death, there exists the sin and death-defeating and life-giving resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. These historical events stand immutably as divine strongholds of certainty, of divine assurance, and ultimate triumph. In the past, God has always assured those who turn to Him of His endless and changeless love. And so also in our generation, God assures each of us of His reliability and His trustworthiness. And so if you see unrighteousness around you, do your part to give a faithful witness to your Lord and try to right it. Even in the midst of turmoil in your home, godlessness in your school, or dishonesty in your place of employment, stand firm as a shining example of God's righteousness in Jesus Christ. No, don't give up. Stand firm and put on the breastplate of righteousness. Take up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one. Then take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And when circumstances in your life become difficult and you feel the temptation of the devil beating against you, then with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. On the basis of God's divine word in the Bible, we know that God's spirit of consolation and strength sustained His people in the past. And so also God's spirit will uphold, strengthen, and encourage you today in the midst of all your difficulties. The power God is offering you through the death and resurrection of His Son is immeasurable. The Bible tells us that the power at work in believers is the same power that God the Father used to raise His Son Jesus Christ from the dead. The devil is using every trick possible against you. He is trying to get you to give up and despair. The devil wants you to end up in the pits of hell with him. Last Christmas, a California woman wrote a suicide note and then she took her own life. She could not cope with the death of her 6-year-old son. She said, "I have no more to give. I'm drained. I am not strong enough to live." If this is now how you feel, don't do anything drastic, but get in touch with a Christian friend or call the pastor of a local Christ-centered, Bible-based church and ask to speak with the pastor personally. Tell him about your problems and ask him for help. There is no reason to live another moment in agony or despair. The central message of the Bible, God's reliable written word, is not that you and I must live a better life in order to earn God's favor and then also to earn a place in heaven. The central message of the Bible for you is that God cares for you in a very, very special way. God loves you dearly, and He is going to see you through your troubles. And even at this moment, God is preparing a place for you in the mansions of heaven. No, don't turn away. And do not remain indifferent to God's call to you and your heart. But instead, prayerfully and openly confess to Him that you have not lived the obedient and faithful life He is expecting of you. Openly admit, on your own, that you can in no way save yourself. Then, in reliance upon His power, His strength, and His mercy, trust totally and completely in Him and the sin-cleansing blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You may or you may not experience a special feeling within you when this happens, but you can rest assured that God is listening to you and that He will never turn you away. And so as you think about the coming days that you must face, probably you are trembling, yet always remember that God will never leave you nor forsake you. God is your stronghold in the day of trouble. He is your unshakable foundation. When others turn against you, God is always your kind and loving friend. In their love for you, people may change, but God does not. And God is not only with you, He is offering you strength for your confused and troubled heart. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. By His Spirit, God desires now to establish an unbreakable bond between you and Him. You live in Him, and God lives in you. With this enabling power, God will give you the strength and the courage to cope with your most difficult challenges. But as I speak with you now, I must also say that we must never believe that following Jesus Christ will automatically or permanently remove all of life's problems. Every hour that we live, we must accept the fact that the devil is busy devising ways to trouble, to trip up, or even to destroy believers. The evil one is not going to give up on you. Remember also that Jesus warns His followers that in this world they are destined to have trouble. Yet the Savior also immediately reminds His followers that they should take heart, that they should never fear, and that they should be encouraged because He, through His innocent death and victorious resurrection, has overcome the evil power of the world. Greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. And so, ladies and gentlemen and young people, authors of best-selling paperback books may offer you advice for the moment. Superficial friends may counsel you to just forget your problems and they will go away. Classmates at school or companions at the office may tell you that your problems are all part of life and that you ought to just hang in there and not be concerned. But for you, it is different. You realize how extremely difficult circumstances in your life seem at this hour. And for that reason, place yourself completely at God's loving mercy and live each hour with the Bible promise that the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. It may take some time, but you will certainly experience God's cleansing, healing, and strengthening power. And now, to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of His glory, blameless with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen.